Not infrequently, I walked the third with Romney and his friend, the well-known painter Vincent Carrington, whom men judge harshly because he holds that to paint a body well, you paint a soul by implication.
Pleasant walks.
Often we walked only two if Romney pleased to walk with me. We read or talked or quarreled.
We were not lovers, nor even friends well matched. Say, rather, scholars upon different tracks.
Thinkers disagreed.
He overfull of what is.
And I overbold for what might be. Then, when thrushes sang, I made him mark that however much the world went ill, as he believed certainly, the thrushes still sing in it. And his brow would soften with melancholy patience, while I, breaking into ecstasy, flattered the skies, the clouds, the fields. Is not God here on earth? I said. Ankle-deep in grass, I leaped and clapped my hands.
Came a morn, I stood upon the brink of 20 years and looked before and after. As I stood, woman and artist, both incomplete, both credulous of completion, I was glad that day. I felt so young, so strong, so sure of life.
In which fantastic mood I bounded forth at early morning, brushing a green trail across the lawn with my gown in the dew, took will and way to fly my fancies in the open air and keep my birthday. Meanwhile, I murmured as honeyed bees hum to themselves. The worthiest poets have remained uncrowned till death has bleached their foreheads to the bone. And so with me it must be, unless I prove unworthy of the grand adversity.
And certainly I could not fail so much.
What if I crown myself today?
To learn the feel of it before my brows be numb.
Thus speaking to myself, half singing it because some thoughts are fashioned like a bell to ring, I drew a wreath of ivy, drenched, blinding me with dew, turning to face my imaginary public.
There he was, Romney, with a mouth twice graver than his eyes.
I stood there fixed.
My arms up like the caryatid, soul of some abolished temple.
Helplessly persistent in a gesture which derides a former purpose.
Yet my blush was from flame as if from flax, not stone.
Aurora Lee. Here's a book I found. No name on it. Poems. No, I did not read it. Not a word. I saw at once the thing had witchcraft in it. Calls up dangerous spirits. I'd rather bring it to the witch.
My book! You found it!
He touched the ivy on my hair.
These wreaths bring headaches and defile clean white morning dresses. Men, and still less women, do not need to be poets.
You judge that because I love the beautiful, I must love pleasure chiefly. Well, learn this, cousin. I would choose to walk at all risks. If heads that hold a rhythmic thought must ache, I choose headaches. And today's my birthday.
Dear Aurora, choose instead to cure. You have balsams.
Oh, I see. The headache is too noble for my sex. You think heartache would suit me better, since that's woman's special, proper ache, and altogether tolerable, except to a woman.
I untangled the wreath from my hair. Silently, both of us disappointed, both of us wary, We walk back into sight of the house.